time for our Tibbetts talk this morning. What a great song. One of many that the Four Seasons cranked out over the years. And one of many, I'm sure, they'll be presenting when the Hitmen come to the stage at the Tibbetts Opera House on Saturday night, January 25th. The founder, one of the founders of the Hitmen, Lee Shapiro, joins us on the line this morning. So how cool was the ride to be a part of that group, Lee, the Four Seasons, in your guys' heyday?
I got to tell you, man, first of all, it's a pleasure to be here with you. Second of all, the ride was unbelievable. And third of all, I think I'm enjoying it more now in retrospect than I was capable of when I was 20 years old. Because at the time, it was just like, hey, I'm 20, I'm in a band, and wow, look what happened. We had hit records. You look back and realize how unlikely that is. You know? So it was pretty cool. And one of the biggest joys for me, having just heard you play What a Night, is my reunion with my fellow season and longtime friend, Jerry Pulci, who the people will see singing What a Night if they got to see us at the Tibbetts.
When you guys came together as the Four Seasons, did you know that the magic was going to be there for the group?
Honestly, first, the magic was there on a musical level, but you know, you never know what the response is going to be from the public. And we didn't have any new records in 1973, which is, oh my God, 40 years ago. But we loved doing it, and we performed all around the world, and all of a sudden we had My Eyes Adored You, and that got public acclaim, and then Who Loves You, and Swearing to God, and we started to believe it, and then with Oh What a Night, we kind of got the picture that this was for real, and it was very, very exciting.
Yeah. Well, you've been rubbing elbows with and been in the studio with some of the greats in the music biz. Not only guys you hang around with now who've been the same thing, but you've gone off on like Copacabana the musical with Barry Manilow, who's one of my favorites of all time. Maybe she sounds like a musical geek or something, but I love Barry Manilow's styling and what he's done over the years. But you've also kind of branched off into some other stuff, which I don't know if you tell people about all the time. You're the inventor of the rock and roll Elmo?
Yeah, about 10 years ago or so, I had the idea to make Sesame Street become rock and roll friendly. And I brought the concept over to Fisher-Price, and they had the license to make the Elmo dolls after Tickle Me Elmo and all that.
Yeah.
And they loved it, and they put it out, and frankly, it was the biggest hit I ever had, music business or not. And it was very, very, very rewarding, and one of the biggest things is going to FAO Schwartz and seeing a wall full of them in New York. So it's been quite a diverse ride for me, but coming full circle back to the music has been a real blessing at this stage.
Well, tell us about the rest of the guys in the Hitmen and what you guys kind of bring to this.
Sure, absolutely. Well, as everyone knows, as I just mentioned and as you just played, Jerry Pulci, the voice of Oh What a Night, is our drummer and was in the Seasons with me just for the same basic 10-year span through the 70s. Jimmy Ryan, who sings lead for us and takes those challenging Frankie Valli parts. He was Carly Simon's musical director and guitarist for 20 years. He performed on albums with Jim Croce, Cat Stevens, Carly Simon. He's performed on albums with Elton John and Paul McCartney. He's just a genius musician and a real talented guy. We have Russell Velasquez, who's worked with Chicago and the Ramones. And we have Larry Gates, who's worked with Bon Jovi. And most of their experiences are studio because they were primarily non-touring studio guys. But I've known Larry Gates for 53 years. I mean, we were 8 years old when we went to day camp together in New Jersey. And so to come together with all these, I mean, Russell is my newest friend, and I know him for like 28 years. So it's really a gas. We get on stage, we have the time of our life. I think the audience, our audiences recognize how much fun we're having. And easy for them to get swept away into it and to kind of be nostalgic and relive the past.
Now, construction workers don't get together and start building stuff, you know, in their older years. Doctors probably don't get together and kind of, you know, do an operation together. Musicians, though, seem to have that kind of lifelong affinity that whenever you guys get together, you can jam together.
Well, that's the blessing of the whole thing. As a matter of fact, my dad just turned 86, and he says, I'm so jealous you get to start your childhood over. And it really feels like it. I mean, here we are playing Oh What a Night, and I look across, and there's Jerry, and if anybody goes online or checks out some of the websites that are available, they see he and I at 20 and 21 years old, and I just turned 60. So it's been unbelievable, and it's really one of the major perks you can't see coming at the time of being in the music industry.
Yeah. Now there's a Broadway show, obviously, it's toured the nation, Jersey Boys, the kind of the story of the Four Seasons, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Have they ever asked you to be in it?
Well, no. Actually, what it is, none of the real Four Seasons are in Jersey Boys. There's a great cast of talented actors who perform as Frankie and as, you know, Bobby. It depicts the seasons of the 60s, and in 1972, I guess it was, I was called, and I replaced Bob Gaudio. So they really are focusing on the 60s, but when Jersey Boys became so famous, I called Frankie Valli, and honestly, we've maintained our friendship all these decades, and said to him, "Hey, man, you know, I'm thinking of getting paltry and going out and do this. What do you think?" And he said, "You know, go do it, man. I'm supportive. Go ahead." So we have been doing it, and what's really carried us through is, of all the groups that are out there, tributes and sound alikes and whatever, we're the only ones who were there, and we're the only ones who can tell the stories to the audience of how things came to be and what it was like to be one of the Four Seasons. And we found that that's a real point of interest to the audiences.
Yeah. Well, it could be Jersey Boys Part 2 or something, maybe. You know, they should come out with
that. Yeah, there we go. The Lee Shapiro story. They could start at my bar mitzvah. It would be
there
wonderful.
How many gigs do you guys do a year? I mean, because you've been traveling for years. Do you guys still enjoy getting out there?
We love it. We've been doing this. Actually, the band has just celebrated its third anniversary, and we went from just playing in a club in Teaneck, New Jersey, to down doing 45 to 50 dates a year, everywhere from Town Hall in New York City to we played in New Year's Eve with the Des Moines Symphony Orchestra, because myself and a couple of the other guys are orchestrators as well as musicians. And it's just a real kick to get out and do it again and to have some of the old friends come. We like the new friends a lot, but some of the old friends come with albums from the 70s, from us, you know, with our baby pictures, we call it. They come with our baby pictures and we sign them for them. It's really great.
Well, I'm just, everyone around here is just looking forward to this. It should be such a great show, a trip down memory lane for everybody around here, and to see you guys performing on stage. I've seen some of the video stuff, and you guys still have a blast with it. So, looking forward to it. It's coming up a week from Saturday at the Tibbetts. Folks can go to the Tibbetts website, get more information about it, call the box office at 278-6029. And Lee, we look forward to seeing you on stage with the Hitmen on the 25th at the Tibbetts in Coldwater, right?
Right, absolutely. We can't wait to do it. And one last thing, if anybody is listening, and I know tons of people are, so this could come back to bite me, but mention this interview, and I will hand you a CD.
What a guy. All right. Yeah. Lee, yes, thanks for checking in. We'll see you then. Lee Shapiro, one of the founders of The Hitmen, those hit makers. A couple of core members of the Four Seasons and more coming to the Tibbetts Opera House stage. Oh, what a night. On our Tibbetts Talk.